This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, welcome into today's program. I want to say thanks to Kyle Bailey for letting me take over his news talk station and turning it into a sports talk station for at least the next 30 minutes or so. It is finally game day for the annual rivalry matchup between Oregon and Oregon State. You may still call it the Civil War. The schools, they've decided to not use that name, but whatever you call it, we know that this year is going to be another big one. It's a huge matchup between the Oregon Ducks, who will be hosting this year's contest. They come in at number 6 in the most recent college football playoff rankings. Right now, just outside the picture of the college football playoff, top 4 teams get in to the 4-team playoff to decide the national champion. And the Ducks, to try and keep any hope of getting back into the college football playoff, they got into the first one back in 2014, but to have any hope of getting back there, Oregon has to win today, and Oregon has to win in the Pac-12 title game next week against Washington in a rematch of those two teams. We know Washington's into the Pac-12 title game. The Oregon Ducks have to win today to get in, or if they did lose to the Beavers today, Oregon could still get in if Arizona loses to Arizona State in the Territorial Cup, which will be played tomorrow. That is kind of the setup and what's on the line for the Oregon Ducks, ranked number 6 in the country. They are taking on number 16 ranked Oregon State. The Beavers suffered a difficult loss against number 5 ranked Washington last week. The Huskies are now number 4 in the country after their win over previously number 11 Oregon State. But the Beavers last week were so close to pulling off an upset at home. Ended up losing by 2 against the Huskies and dropping 5 spots in the poll to number 16 this week in the latest college football playoff rankings. The hopes of getting to the Pac-12 title game have come to an end for Oregon State, but they still have a lot to play for, including trying to get a second consecutive win over their rival in what will be quite possibly the final time these two teams play against each other, at least for the foreseeable future, and definitely as Pac-12 conference opponents. So there's a lot going into this game, a ton of storylines as we get ready for kickoff coming up today at 5:30. To help us preview the upcoming matchup, there's been 127 planes of this game. This is the 127th time Oregon and Oregon State will meet. It's the 4th longest running rivalry and the oldest here on the West Coast. Now, he hasn't been there for 127 of them, but there's been quite a few. We get a chance to preview the upcoming matchup between Oregon and Oregon State by talking with Voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. I talked to him a little bit earlier in the week with the holiday, and today being game day, didn't want to try and take up Jerry's time on game day, but did talk with him earlier in the week. I started out by asking him, how many times has he been at the rivalry matchup between the Ducks and the Beavers, and what are some of the big moments that he remembers from this storied rivalry?
You know, I do not remember the first matchup. I will tell you that. I don't know when I joined him. This would be 37 for me. Okay. Jerry has been with me for 35 years. Yeah, been a while.
Yeah. So you don't remember – I was going to ask you if you remembered your first one.
You know, I sort of do. I mean, it was back in an era when Oregon and Oregon State were both struggling, mm-hmm. you know, to be recognized as Division I football programs. I mean, Rich Brooks was in the process of building it, and so I don't remember those games the way I remember when things got rolling and we got going. I just remember Lattenberry, Derek Lavelle, Bill Musgrave, and some of the guys who ended up becoming very good and going on playing in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, obviously, the big ones are the ones you want to remember. And there have been some big matchups between the Ducks and the Beavers through the years. And this one has a feel that it could be a big one in your mind. How big does this game feel coming up between Oregon and Oregon State on Friday?
Well, it's probably, I was going to say it's the biggest that it's ever been, but Oregon has been involved in some matchups with Oregon State when everything was on the line. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the 94 season, having to win at Oregon State to get to go to the Rose Bowl, and then having to win at Oregon State to get to go to their first national championship game. And then for the Beavers, doing the same thing, having to beat Oregon the year they got to the Fiesta Bowl and just throttled Notre Dame. So there have been those games. This one is sort of like that. Oregon needs this win to be able to get them way into the Pac-12 championship game, and then who knows what after that. Mm-hmm. But what makes it bigger, Joey, than any that have been played in the previous 100-plus years is that it's the last Pac-12 matchup. And it's just hard to say that.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, you know, what has been on your mind? I know it's weird. I think I heard it might have been John Canzano talking about wanting to really kind of relish this season, knowing that the Pac-12 is not going to be what we've known it for the last, two decades almost for the conference's 12 teams. But, you know, it's gone by really quick. And so we're now finally at this moment where it's the final week of the regular season with the hopes of a Pac-12 title game on the line for Oregon. But, you know, what has been on your mind as the season's gone on, knowing that Oregon's moving to the Big Ten, and maybe now that it's been a little bit of time since Oregon dismantled Arizona State over the weekend, we're gearing up now for Thanksgiving and then the rivalry game on Friday. What's been on your mind as this is kind of playing through, knowing that this will be the last time these two teams meet as conference opponents, at least for the foreseeable future?
Well, that's kind of it. I mean, it's the last time. We were at Arizona State this weekend at what we used to call Sun Devil Stadium. Hmm. And I remember looking down on the field several times and seeing the Pac-12 logo. We're not going to see that again. We're not going to Arizona State again unless it's a non-conference matchup. But when we were in Seattle playing the Huskies early in the season, looking down on Husky Stadium Field and seeing the Pac-12 logo. And we're not going to see that. And then today we're up setting up the booth, getting ready for this Friday night's game, and looking down on the field and saying to Joey Mack, wow, this will be the last time that we look down on that field at Austin Stadium, Rich Brooks Field, and see Pac-12.
Hmm. That's
crazy.
It is crazy.
It doesn't seem real yet. Until it's gone and until we're through this season and then look back and realize we're not going to look forward to the Pac-12 anymore, that's when it will finally slap us in the face.
Yeah, it's you're completely right that it's going to be really weird once it's finally said and done. As of right now, it's just all what the future has in store for us. Speaking of what the future has in store, this will be a fun matchup here between the Ducks, who have plenty on the line. Oregon State, the loss to Washington definitely kind of hurt their hopes of what the season could be, but nonetheless, it's been a strong season for Jonathan Smith and his crew up there. As we get ready for this matchup, you know, kind of looking at how Oregon sets up against Oregon State, and what in your mind do you feel like is kind of big about this matchup between these two teams, and what do you like about what Oregon will have against Oregon State?
Well, it's going to be, I know Oregon throws the ball well, but they run the ball well, and you have to have a good running ball game. And that's, you know, one thing the Beavers have done pretty well this year. It has been pretty balanced. I mean, rushing-wise, they're giving up, you know, maybe 180, 190 yards, I beg your pardon, 102 yards a game. That defense is just not allowing teams to run, so teams pretty much had to throw against them. Oregon doesn't want to have to throw against Oregon State. They want to be able to run the ball. So that's what I think you're going to see. You're going to see Bucky Irving, Jordan James try to pound that ball in the offensive line, trying to open up some holes and get some yardage on the ground, which will allow the passing game to come along. And the Beavers, conversely, you know, they're running for almost 200 yards a game, mm-hmm. passing for 250. I mean, this is a team that's really well balanced. So Oregon's going to have to be on their heels and ready to go one way or the other and not allow Oregon State to get into a rhythm. This is going to be a really good game because I think Oregon State, they talk about Washington undefeated going into the Pac-12 championship game. Oregon playing maybe the best football in the Pac-12 and one of the best teams in the nation. That's what Oregon State is doing. Oregon State is playing some just unbelievable football. They had an opportunity to take down Washington on Saturday night, and if it hadn't been for Mother Nature, I think they had a good chance to do it.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, not wanting to throw the ball. Thankfully, it looks like the weather forecast for Eugene on Friday is going to be at least somewhat more favorable than the conditions that the Beavers had on Saturday, but which will be good. And if Oregon does have to throw the ball, they do have a guy back there that has been pretty good at it this year. Talking about Bo Nix, obviously his name is getting mixed in with the Heisman race. You got to call the season of Oregon's lone Heisman winner with Marcus Mariota. Does it feel like Nix is having a special season to what maybe Mariota did back when he won the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, very comparable numbers, and in some ways better. They both led. Marcus led his team unbelievable as a leader. He just, you know, and that's what your quarterback's got to be, a guy that can lead by example, can do it all. And that's Bo. Bo has done the same thing. Their numbers are really amazingly comparable. Bo really is a higher percentage passer. I mean, he's completing 78% of his passes, 38 touchdowns, and only two picks. I mean, he's about as elite as you can get this year. Now, he's got great players around him, and Marcus did too, and that's what has made both of these quarterbacks the guys that they have become. Just they're highly intelligent, very smart, great grades, good team leaders, and both have the skill sets that are very complementary to each other.
Yeah. It's been a fun season for sure there at Oregon. We're talking with Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks. You can hear him on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN as he will be calling the rivalry game on Friday, a 5:30 kickoff with pregame getting started at 3:30 Friday afternoon. So as you do your Black Friday shopping, you've got some entertainment leading into the game there. Still a lot to be decided. Two games possibly left on the schedule for Oregon before any sort of bowl game or playoff matchup. You know, obviously we all watch throughout the week and wait to see what the rankings say, and then we all get to debate it for the next week and make our cases. You know, obviously, can you make the Pac-12, despite everybody saying that it's been the strongest season for the conference in years, they still continue to be on the outside looking in, obviously hoping to see maybe Washington move into the top four this week. But, you know, what's the case for the Pac-12? Can you make the case for the Pac-12? You've seen all these teams. I would imagine you got to say that the conference deserves to be getting an opportunity to be in that four-team playoff this year.
Yeah, and part of that is going to be what it has always been, and that is, you know, that East Coast bias. I mean, it's just that that a lot of the East Coast voters, fans, don't get to see West Coast teams play on a regular basis at all. I mean, when you're going to start a game like Oregon State did with Washington that late at night on the East Coast, you know, they're not paying attention. They're not watching. They'll get up the next day and look at the numbers and score, see who won, and it's based on that. Now some of the really good analysts will do their homework, but I think that's still why Washington and Oregon and the Pac-12 in general, you know, are not allowed to break into those top four spots. Florida State, Washington should be ahead of Florida State. Probably be up there with Michigan. I'm not sure Michigan's had the kind of year, have not played the teams that some of the teams on the West Coast have played. But they're allowed that. So I think that's the biggest issue, and that is still the visibility of the teams on the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely hope that things work in everybody's favor here on the West Coast, particularly the Oregon Ducks and Jerry Allen. You mentioned when we talked about the big games that have been played in this series, you mentioned some of the ones about winning against the Beavers and getting to go to the Rose Bowl, winning against the Beavers and going to the national championship game. I'm sure they still use it in some of the promotional stuff that you guys have on the airwaves, but your call of Oregon going to the national championship game still gives me goosebumps every time I hear it, Jerry. So really appreciate the time, and hopefully we got another big one coming up this week.
It's going to be a great game, and the weather is going to be perfect, shirt sleeve weather, 85 degrees, sunshine. I mean, you know, it never rains at Oxford Stadium, but you know, it's set up, Joey, to be one of the all time great matchups between the two, because it's the last official one of the Pac-12, and they're both playing really, really good football right now. You got to love that.
You do. You definitely do. It never rains at Autzen Stadium. Jorgie never wears pants, and Jerry Allen with the call of Oregon Ducks. Jerry, really appreciate the time, man.
Hey, Joey, good to talk with you. Let's do it again.
Once again, that was Jerry Allen, voice of the Oregon Ducks. You can hear him right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, calling the upcoming Civil War between Oregon and Oregon State, a matchup that kicks off at 5:30 this afternoon here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Pregame coverage will be coming up at 3:30 here on this Friday. Well, we are going to take a little bit more look at the matchup as we wrap up Inside Douglas County with another segment here coming up. So don't go anywhere. We'll break down some of it and hear from the coaches and players as they gear up for this matchup. So stay tuned. More of Inside Douglas County coming up as we preview the rivalry matchup. Oregon and Oregon State, the 127th time the two schools will meet. It's coming up this afternoon in Eugene, and we'll break it down for you when we come back here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Well, it is game day. Oregon and Oregon State coming up this afternoon at 5:30 from Autzen Stadium. Pregame coverage for the Ducks broadcast starting at 3:30 here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. For all of you Oregon State fans out there, you can tune in and catch the Oregon State broadcast starting at 3:30 on our sports partner, The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. I'm Joey Kieran filling in for Kyle Bailey for this bit of a sports-centric Inside Douglas County for you here as we lead into the game coming up this afternoon. Wanted to share some of the thoughts from players and coaches leading into this year's matchup from Autzen Stadium. Final regular season game for both teams. Final Pac-12 conference game during the regular season for both teams. Obviously, Oregon is hoping to have one more Pac-12 game against Washington in the Pac-12 title game. But for Oregon State, this is the final game as a Pac-12 member in its current setting for the Beavers. So a lot of emotions going into this one, just on top of it also being a rivalry matchup. Last year, it was Oregon State getting the win at home. A huge fourth quarter comeback victory for the Beavers that put them in front of the Ducks for the second time in three seasons. And last year, Oregon offensive lineman Jackson Powers Johnson, he left Corvallis with a pretty sour taste in his mouth, and he says that that's definitely hung around throughout the entire time from the time the game was played a year ago.
It sucked. I think about it all the time. I really don't go to Corvallis anymore. I don't go near it. That stung for sure, especially just because, you know, their fans, you know, stormed the field and didn't do a lot of nice things to us. And, you know, talking crap to my family. I'll take that a little bit personal, but I'm really just focusing on the game right now. But we think about it all the time. That was more off-season fuel. Now we're just game prepping, and it's just one day at a time, and we're excited to play them. They're a great team, and much respect to them.
Well, Oregon's got plenty on the line going into this matchup. For Oregon State, the game has lost a little bit of its momentum just because of their loss against Washington. But going into the matchup, obviously, the Beavers would love to beat their rivals for another year, but are they taking much of a grudge into this matchup? How are they looking at it? Isaac Hodgins, he said it's really nothing but respect for the team on the other sideline.
You know, kind of our motto is respect all, fear none, and the respect we give people is how we prepare and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if it's disrespect or anything like that. It's just we got a game and we got to want to go and win.
Well, much like the game of football at every level, the quarterback position is huge, and Oregon's got one that is in the Heisman race. Oregon State has one that was considered to be a top prospect in the country and went to a top program in Clemson before transferring to Oregon State. Looking at the matchup, head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Dan Lanning, broke down what he saw in the game film on DJ Uiagalelei.
Really confident player right now in film. Obviously, he had some, you know, critical runs in their game on Saturday, but he's had a lot of big ones this season. I think, you know, his ability to run the ball is really impressive, but has a big arm, can really make, has a strong arm, he can throw the ball down the field, and is doing a really good job of running their offense. I know there's a lot of checks that the quarterback has to go through. He's done a nice job of, you know, incorporating those checks and getting them into the right play.
Oregon State head coach Jonathan Smith. He's a former quarterback, played for the Beavers, and his team just played against another possible Heisman contender in Michael Penix from Washington. So they've gotten an up-close look at a very talented quarterback. When asked about the matchup this week, he did have some comparisons between Michael Penix and Oregon's Bo Nix.
I mean, those two guys, the seasons they're having, they are elite, elite quarterbacks. You look at Bo's ability to get the ball out quickly, how accurate he is, decision-making, very similar, him and Penix. I mean, their numbers, phenomenal in regards to touchdown-interception ratio, similar. They don't take sacks because the ball comes out. They got a good old line in front of them. So both of them are really, really potent.
It should be a fun matchup coming up here this evening at 5:30 from Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Again, you can tune in for the Ducks broadcast here on News Radio 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN, and the Oregon State broadcast coming up this evening on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. Now, if you're getting together with some other fans, maybe you've got a house divided and you want to show off your knowledge of this rivalry series, well, here's a few tidbits for you. This is the 127th meeting between Oregon and Oregon State. The first meeting, 1894. Oregon currently leads the series, winning 67 times, losing 49, and tying with the Beavers 10 different times. The last time the two teams tied, the infamous 1983 Toilet Bowl, when it was a 0-0 scoreless tie between the Ducks and the Beavers. Now, this is the sixth time in the 126 previous meetings. This is the sixth time that the two schools are ranked in the polls. Oregon coming in at number 6, Oregon State at number 16 in the college football playoff rankings. They've been tied or in the rankings, both teams, six times. The first time was back in 2000 when Oregon was 5th and Oregon State was 8th. The last time was last year when Oregon was 9th and Oregon State was 21st. The first time either team was ranked in the matchup, 1941. Oregon State was 17th going into that one. The first time the Ducks were ranked in the Civil War was when they were ranked 13th in 1948. It's definitely going to be a fun one, and we'll expect to see some fireworks out there. Highest ever rushing total for Oregon State, 226 yards out of Jamar Jefferson back in 2020. Highest rushing total ever for the Ducks in the matchup against the Beavs was back in 2008, Jeremiah Johnson, 219 yards. Passing yards, Lyle Moivau had 374 yards in 2008 against the Ducks as he led the Beavers in that matchup. As for Oregon, the most ever passing yards in a game for an Oregon quarterback, Akili Smith in 1998. He threw for 430 yards and 4 touchdowns. Should be a fun one coming up again tonight. 5:30 is when things will kick off in that matchup, so I hope you can tune in for the Ducks broadcast right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, or catch the Beavers broadcast on our sports partner, The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. I'm Joey Kieran. This has been a preview of what's to come for the rivalry matchup, Ducks and Beavers. Hope you appreciate it. And we'll be back to your normal Inside Douglas County programming coming up next week. Have a great rest of your day on your Friday here, everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.